from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. As former President Donald Trump's hush money trial continues, Judge Juan Merchan ruled that Trump was in contempt for violating a gag order. Former president's been fined $9,000 and he must remove some of his social media and website posts. ABC's John Santucci says
the reality is that Donald Trump for years has been told by advisors since he became a political candidate in 2015, rein it in, don't post this, don't do that. He never listened to anybody because, quite frankly, there were no consequences.
In an interview with Time magazine, Trump said he would leave it up to the states to decide their own policies on abortion. It's not relevant if he's comfortable with state decisions. On Capitol Hill, top Democrats have come to the rescue of Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy explains.
It's the death knell for Marjorie Taylor Greene's threats to topple Speaker Mike Johnson. In a statement, House Democratic leaders point to the bipartisan passage of the foreign aid bill and say it's time to turn the page on what they call pro-Putin Republican obstruction. These top Democrats vow they'll join with Republicans to table a motion to vacate if Congresswoman Green brings it up for a vote.
Johnson denied cutting any kind of deal.
First I've heard of it. Look, I have to do my job. We have to do what we believe to be the right thing. What the country needs right now is a functioning Congress.
Demonstrations have ramped up on college campuses over the war in Gaza. ABC's Derek Dennis has the latest from New York.
Demonstrators occupying Columbia's Hamilton Hall overnight in New York City, escalating their pro-Palestinian protests over the Israel-Hamas war in the Middle East. The occupation coming after the school started suspending student protesters for refusing to leave a campus encampment.
Talks continue between Israel and Hamas for a possible ceasefire. You're listening to ABC News. Three members of the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force and one Charlotte, North Carolina police officer were killed. They were arrived at a property in East Charlotte Monday to serve a warrant. And Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings said,
when they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence.
Eight officers were hit in total. Prosecutors in Arizona now say they will not retry a rancher who fatally shot a Mexican man last year.
The trial last week ended with a deadlocked jury. Prosecutors said George Kelly in Nogales, Arizona, recklessly fired 9 shots from an AK-47 rifle toward a group of men on his cattle ranch last year. Kelly said he fired warning shots in the air and didn't shoot directly at anyone. Gabriel Kuen Batime was killed. Prosecutors say they won't retry, citing unique circumstances and challenges. Kelly says it's been a nightmare. He's relieved and says that the victim's family has his sincere sympathy. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Walmart's getting out of the healthcare business, saying it will shut down its 51 health centers and close its virtual health service. Walmart says the business model's not sustainable, and new cars will need to be smarter about stopping. New Federal Highway Traffic Safety Administration rules will mandate by 2029 cars will have to be able to prevent collisions with other cars up to 62 miles an hour. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.